tell you, today's show is jam-packed. Today's show is jam-packed. So get your dancing shoes on and let's get up. It's 3.5 minutes to energize. Let's go, let's go. Sit down, sister. It's not worth your time. No, it's worth your time. Stand up. That's the only bit of this record that we're not sitting down. We've got lots to do. We've got lots to do. Prime. Yeah. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio. We are available on radio, on podcast, on Alexa, on Android. Whichever way you get your media, we're here to help you. How you doing? Hey, we're gonna have that. A lot of girl talk. I interviewed the wonderful Sima. I'm not even going to translate her surname again, but it's a beautiful name. And we talked all things pelvic floor. I found my literally half my age protege, and she's amazing. Before we get going, I hope you remember, like me, that you too are blessed and divinely favored. You are a magnet for miracles. The solution to someone's problem, I hope Sima is that for you, as I have been, and the answer to somebody's prayer. Move those shoulders, tap your feet. Wind your waist. Everything comes from our center. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. So we are talking pelvic floor from the eyes and through the eyes of a young, amazing, tenaciously 38-year-old Wonder Woman, I'm going to call her. But even before we get into that, this weekend, there is another free online masterclass, Fit and Fabulous After 50, the secret to dropping a dress size in 8 weeks in menopause. I want to start with this because midlife does not have to mean a new wardrobe. I've said this to you before, I have no intention of allowing somebody else to look good in the clothes that I spend good money. Doesn't have to mean you have to go up a size. It doesn't mean someone else has to wear what you wore. So what you loved, you're looking at somebody else wearing and you're going to buy things that you know don't suit where you are. That narrative has been normalized, but it is not inevitable. Because what most women don't realize is that weight gain in midlife is not just hormonal. It is neurological. It's a combination of things. It's historical. It's emotional, so it's nutritional. It's a lack of sleep. It's burning the candles at both ends and in the middle. But we are going to have an amazing conversation this Saturday. So you can go on to my Instagram at Pelvic Secrets and you will find the link in my bio on Instagram, TikTok. You'll see the poster as well on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Wherever you get it. If you email me pelvicsecrets@icloud, I'll add you to my newsletter and you can get a copy of the newsletter and you can join right there. But it's going to be an amazing workshop. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be interactive. I'm going to dispel myths that many people have. And I think the hard thing is this. You may look at somebody who has a slender body and think it's okay for you. But the myth that's been given to us that there's with midlife is a middle age spread is not actually true. And there are some things that we can do to make changes. We have to remember that literally midlife, there's changes to the body and it's like having lights on in your car. As my I was talking to my friend today and he said it's true. It's like having a light on the engine and taking the car to the garage and asking the garage to turn the light off without addressing what the light is trying to tell you needs fixing. So this is what we're going to look at. And we're going to have a great look at that. And it's going to be amazing. And it's not about what the things that we're doing and thinking why this is not working. Many women are, they're dieting more, they're doing more cardio, they're having more restriction. But all that's happening is they're getting more tired, so they're getting more fatigued, more frustrated, and more disconnected. Because it's not about trying to release anything from the body. The body isn't in that position. For most people, the body's in a position of protecting itself, trying to protect itself, and that protection is actually driven by your nervous system. And so now everybody's talking nervous system, everybody's talking fascia, everybody's talking pelvic floor. I just say better late than never. It's better late than never. But these are the things that are driving everything. So that nervous system is when the body starts to feel unsafe, when it starts to feel overwhelmed, when it starts to feel overworked. What it does, unfortunately, is it holds fat, it holds tension, it holds emotion. And those things lock themselves into the body, into the nervous system. And for many women, they show up as stubbornness. There's this, like we're in a stuck position. Like when we're in this fight, flight that everybody knows about, we've now added freeze, fight, flight, freeze, stuck. We don't know which way to go. We're overwhelmed. We don't know. We know things aren't right. We're closed down in our throat. We don't feel that we have the right to speak up, so we don't speak up. Well, it locks itself in so many areas in the body, it is untrue. And just to top that, just to really bring that about, I'm going to tell you about a somatic breathwork retreat I did with a wonderful friend of mine, Francesca Bleckner. It was absolutely amazing. And I want to share it because, you know, we fill in a form before we go. And she asked them that question, what do you hope to achieve by coming to this retreat? And my answer was, I don't know. But once people started to speak, I began to realize, actually, there are things of mine. I'm carrying a lot more than I actually realized. And actually, the impact it's having on my nervous system, I didn't even realize, because, you know, I'm the coach, I'm there, I'm the one that fixes everybody and fixes everything and runs around and does this and that. But I didn't pay attention to what it was doing to me. And I think that's, as a coach, I'm sharing this because I believe this is a position that many people find themselves in. And, you know, for women, we are doers, we are givers, we're giving time, energy, effort. But one of the things that I realized was, it wasn't just that I was giving. I felt like I've always been having to prove my worth. I've having to prove that I belong in this space. And that goes right back to, you know, going, even when I was at the International Continent Society in Florence in 2017, had my work published at the conference. But I had physiotherapists that were just like, you know, we've got degrees, we've spent 4 years doing this stuff, and people are just coming in. So because I don't have a physiotherapy degree, I have to prove that I know what I'm talking about. Even though I published my first book in 2005, even though my work, my abstract was published at the International Continent Society, even though I was a keynote speaker for Nurses in Practice conferences between 2006 and 2009, even though I was the keynote speaker for the Hampshire Police Women's, even though I spoke and was a kickstart speaker for wellbeing of women, even though I displayed at the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, even though I had a poster display at the Royal College of Midwives, even though I, all of this stuff from 2000s up, it's like I have to prove my worth. I found that in relationships as well. It's like I feel like I'm always having to prove that I belong, or, you know, even with this radio show, some people are like, well, you know, how did you get it? Why do you have it? And all of that stuff actually locks itself in your body. And I just get on with it. But whilst I'm getting on with it, my body is just getting hold of it and keeping hold of it. And actually, the experience I had was absolutely amazing. So I share that because I think it's important. I remember years ago when, you know, you go and have a little test done here or there, and there'd be something wrong, and I'd go back and tell my classes, and I'd like, guess what? I've got this wrong, or I've got that wrong. And they're like, why do you sound so excited? And I said, because you look at me and think and say, it's all right for you. You have this or you have that. You have everything. But actually, we're so busy looking at the outer shell that none of us are really paying attention to what is actually driving everything and what's going on. You know, finding yourself as a single parent when you're pregnant, having that, not having that male support through the pregnancy, bringing the child into the world and, you know, making a decision as well and then driving that decision. I've probably been in fight flight for the longest time and then competing, Britain's fittest woman, record holder, everything, you know, teaching 21 classes a week and doing my training on the top and then running home to get my son and this. You know, I've kept my body in this fight flight field for a long time, which is why I now know and believe I had so many hot flushes when I first entered into the menopause at the tender age of fortunate 48 and fortunate 49. When I was thinking to myself, where is this heat coming from? And for me, mine wasn't in my face. I wasn't pouring with sweat. Mine was down my back and between my legs. It was just like the weirdest places. But I understand it's where I'm holding everything. And where I'm not feeling supported of where it was manifesting and coming out in my body. So, it just, like I said, what it revealed to me on Sunday, and thank you so much, Francesca, is that we think we are fine. We think we can function. We can show up. I showed up all the time. We can perform. I can stand on a stage. I can move a class of 130. I can do all of these things. But my body is just holding on. I'm going from one class to the next class to the next class. I'm doing my own training. I'm getting myself ready. In between that, we're having a glass of wine. You know, I'm just driving forwards, you know. And my classes are as much about education as they are about entertainment and holding the attention of men and women. So to the point where guys are like, yeah, you know, I'm going to tame you. It's like, you know, I'm this person. Until this one guy said to me when we went for a meal once with some friends, Jenny, I need to apologize. And I said, you know, what for? And he said, I never realized you had this side to your personality. I never realized you were this soft. I never realized you were this vulnerable. And that's because when you're teaching circuits, especially you've got a room full of black men, you're not walking in there going, can we do 10 press-ups, please? Can we do 20 squats? It's like 50 press-ups, my speed, my count. You know, you had to be, and anything I set them to do, I did it. So that's how I earned respect. But I didn't realize I was proving my worth. So my body was still holding the stress, the emotion, and patterns that actually, as I've moved into midlife, and as we move into midlife, no longer serve. But where I've been blessed is that where I changed the classes from the mid-2000s to now, changed the way I work, did my nutrition and lifestyle courses, changed the foods, you know, the cookware I have. I mean, you know, the titanium, the Salad Master, that was like just under £6,000 for my cookware. And then my Vitamix and my Nama juicer, you know, that's kind of like $6,000-$7,000 on these three pieces of equipment that actually dictate the way in which my juice is made, the mastication, keeping the nutrients in, the density of the nutrients, minimizing the oxidation, you know, maintaining the mineral and vitamins in the food whilst it's cooking. That's been like a lifesaver for me. And I've had those pans for like 10 years. I've taken them to Barbados. I've taken them to my garden on holiday free, you know, self-catering. They come with me. It's fantastic. It's really fantastic. But what's really nice is through that experience, you have a recalibration. You have a reset. So yesterday, that was on Sunday. So on Monday, when I went to play tennis, we had a tournament. I had a headache. And the best way I described it is I felt like I turned up looking like I was floating like an angel, but moving like an elephant. Like, I just couldn't play. It was so funny. I do one good shot and 10 mad shots. I was just like, I'm playing like an improver. And I played with this guy who plays advanced, and he must have thought to himself, he's going, don't worry about it. He's thinking, what the hell? I just need to get rid of it. I'm just here for the ride, because it was really interesting. But yeah, exposure is not there to harm us, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's there to reveal what is ready to be released. It's there for you to be able to have the confidence in your ability and to set some new goals to break patterns, which I have. And then that's it. And as my body's recalibrating, as you let go of things and things start to shift, energy starts to shift, posture changes, breathing deepens, weight regulation improves. So, you know, I actually feel a bit leaner, even though I'm lean, but in a good way. And it's been fantastic. So I'm looking forward to enjoying, you know, what this recalibration is going to do for me. Let's play a trail.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So I hope that made sense. So literally this Saturday, 10:30 to 12, the free masterclass online, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. Email me, go onto my Instagram @pelvicsecrets, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Jenny Russell, or Pelvic Floor Secrets. You can get the link there, the QR code or the link, and you'll get that. And I hopefully will have it on my website as well by Thursday. www.jenny.russell.com. So, fit and fabulous after 50, drop a dress size in 8 weeks, the menopause reset. It's not about dieting harder. I have a great acronym for diet, which will really make sense to you. But it is about resetting your nervous system, understanding your body, working with your physiology, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and there's only one of you. You are unique. So reserve your free place now. But I have an amazing interview. We are still talking pelvic floor. And it's really nice to hear it, not from my mouth and through my tongue, but through the wonderful...
Okay, today I am blessed to be speaking to the wonderful Sima Yakatakachute. What a surname. I love it. I love it. Physical floor, pelvic floor even, exercise therapist. And we are talking about helping women in my season. In menopause. So, Sima, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Oh, thanks a lot. I really appreciate to be there.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So first of all, I have to ask you, because I got asked that question, like, you know, what made you fall into this area of health? Because it's such an underutilized area. It's such an underreport. Well, it's an underreported area. It's an underutilized area. It's not much that the medical professionals really do work in and don't understand it. So what made you get into pelvic floor?
This is my story, because I overcame urinary leaks 6 years ago. And I have so much empathy for these women with pelvic floor issues. So that's why I decided that I'm able to help them, but I should start to speak about this problem loud.
Well, I think, you know, the whole thing about the urinary leaks is that, you know, when you go places, so you're not from England, but over here, what they do is they downplay it. And so they make jokes about it. So you'll even have famous comedians. They will do shows around it. I've done things with Boots when they brought their new knickers out, and they do all these shows around it. And so it's kind of like it's normalized. It's like everybody leaks, yeah. But they don't, do they?
Yeah, and you know, many women thinking that it's normal to live with these issues, because you gave birth or you already in your menopause, you know, season, and it's normal. And they put everything under the carpet and living with that shame. But it's a massive social problem as well, not just physical.
That's right. And I know I saw in the Sunday Times about 3-4 weeks ago that pelvic floor health is now a trend for 2026. And I'm like, oh my God. When I first saw that, I have to admit, I was angry. I was like, I've been talking about this since the 90s. See, you weren't born then. But in the 90s, I was talking about this. And I'm thinking to myself, this is madness. How has it only now become a topic? And like you said, it's, I think you've got the celebrities who have now got to that menopause age.
Yeah.
And it's that experience is becoming more prevalent. And they've realized that when they were younger and they were laughing with the other celebrities and making it a joke, that now that they're experiencing it, it's no longer any joke. So you said you were experiencing urinary incontinence. Was it stress incontinence? Was it urge? And how did you get over it? What happened? What was your experience? And you know, how did you get over it? What did you do?
Long story short, actually, I had a very, very difficult period into my life. And I think so I experienced depression as well, and experienced stress urinary incontinence mixed with urinary incontinence, because I lost loads of weight. As well, I lost loads of muscle weight. And then, because the pelvic floor muscles as well, so I had loads of problems. And as an exercise therapist, I found that, okay, something happening with me, and I should help first for myself. And I started to do special pelvic floor exercise therapy for myself. And within 1 month, I was leak-free. And then I understood that I should help women as well to overcome these problems, because it's such a massive problem when you're coughing, laughing, or even you want to play with your kids, go to the trampoline, and you have these issues. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's such a massive problem. And with exercise therapy, we can solve that problem as well with the right nutrition.
What's interesting is people in this country don't like exercise.
I know.
I find it so amazing that just like fix. And I think that when I, you know, when you talk about nutrition, I have clients. I used to have a lovely clinic in Harley Street before they actually shut number one down. But and what would happen is people come and say, I don't want to talk about food. Don't talk to me about food. Just fix my pelvic floor. And I'm thinking, well, when you empty yourself through your bladder or your bowel, it goes through your pelvic floor.
Exactly.
So we have to talk about food. We have to, because when you're carrying that excess weight, it sits on your pelvic floor. So we have to talk about food.
Yep.
When you have poor posture, it sits on your pelvic floor. So we have to talk about, we have to look at all of these things.
Exactly. This is holistic approach. And
exactly. And I've been doing it all the time. And, you know, I published a couple of books as well. And I had them published, I had them on TV, I had them in newspapers and magazines. And still, women would say to me, that they'll wait for it to go wrong. That was the language. But I think you're in a really unique position because I've done a couple of shows recently on my radio show, and I've said that women that are of your age in that era there, in their 30s and their 40s, that I'm sassy, sassy, sexy, 63. When I was in my 30s, my mum at 16, our parents looked old. They didn't look like us. And now we've got to this age and we, you know, we do our hair, we do our makeup, we dress differently. We're still playing tennis. We're still doing our bits and pieces. But we've listened to our parents talk about the same thing. I'm saying these jokes, you know, like they're leaking, thinking it's normal. They're prolapsed organs, loss of sexual feeling. Don't like their body shape anymore and not feeling happy. So women your age are looking at women my age and they're seeing all the struggles that women my age are having and thinking, no way. I don't want that for myself. Okay. So what have you found with your clientele that there are women of a similar age to you? Because your women, your age, are very proactive. And that, for me, makes me very happy.
Yes, and exactly. You know, I remember my grandma and I remember that smell. When you come into the room and you feel that smell. And I absolutely always talking with my clients. And you remember your grandma's or a little bit elder age women and you know that smell? Do you want it to be in the same at your 60s, at your 70s? No, definitely you're not. You want to be active. You want to live your normal life. So ladies, that's that time to start right now. And prevention is way much better compared with the cure, with the treatment. Yeah. So I'm always talking for young women, for example, young moms, that please start right now. Even before you receive, you should prepare your pelvic floor. Yeah. To overcome all these issues after you might experience, yeah? So, or even during your perimenopause age, it's so important to prepare yourself into that amazing season when you will be into your menopause. Yes, it's that time right now. Yes, right
now. Come on, Sima, come on.
Yeah, and I always try to inspire them that please start as much as you can earlier. Because muscles, start aging after 25. Yeah, but they start aging way much more, and we're losing our muscle weight after our 40s. Yes, because hormone changing, everything comes towards us. Yes, it's so important to prepare before. Yeah, before, and sometimes I'm just thinking that it's the best way to prepare for everything, to know more about your pelvic floor as a woman, to start talk from the very young age in the school with teenagers, that they have that part into their body.
I don't know. I'm just having a moment, and I'm feeling to myself that I've morphed into this woman named Sima, and she's just taking up my work for me. Carry on. I'm just enjoying the moment. That is my whole thing. It has to go from menstruation to menopause. So if we change the conversation over here with teenagers, excuse me, we change this whole key stage two, that, you know, just penis, vagina, pregnant, that's it. That's all there is to puberty. Yeah. No. If we give them the whole emotional, hormonal journey, because I call this the start of the reproductive train journey. Yes. So that when we get on this train, the first period, we're on this train journey all the way through our teenage years, into our 20s, into motherhood, if we have that experience, and then into menopause. So we've got menses, so we've got menstruation or menses, whichever you want to call it, menses, maternity, menopause. It's the three M's, right? Yeah. So we need to understand the three big seasons for us, because when we get to menopause, that's just the end of the reproductive life cycle train journey, not the end of life.
Exactly.
And that's the difference. That the end of the, it's a signal that we're not going to have babies anymore. It didn't say that we're not going to live any longer. And, you know, if you're working so hard and you're saving all your money for retirement, what body are you taking into retirement?
Exactly, exactly. And it's so important to appreciate that season, you know, because you already have your children, for example. Yeah, they grown up. So that's a period to live new life. Yes, and actively as much as you can with all, you know, capacity, not laying onto your bed with loads of issues into your body, as well like issues into your pelvic floor, yeah?
Exactly.
But just fully enjoy your life, yeah? But we should prepare for that, yeah? And we should talk as much as we can earlier about these kinds of things.
Mm-mm. My mum is in hospital. That's why I was a bit late this morning. She's in hospital. So, you know, she has dementia, nonverbal. Oh, yeah. They're having this conversation now about end of life. And, you know, she's the same thing, doubly incontinent, all this. And I, you know, I'm a Christian, so I did my prayers this morning. One of the words that I love is like the memory of the righteous is a blessing. So I'm asking God to keep my memory so I don't forget the things that I've experienced. And, you know, as you say, it's that opportunity my sons have gone away today. So I'm in my house on my own and I've gotten this one. I'm like, it's so nice. There's no one in the house besides me, you know. And it's that feeling of having the house to yourself. All of those little things are memories, but to be able to know that, one, I can get up and move. Two, I need to think, okay, where are my pants? What do I need to put on? What colours are, you know, it's going to be 24 degrees today in this country. Can you believe it? So I'm not thinking about having to carry an extra big bag because I've got to carry some extra liners and, you know, what colours can I wear? And am I worried about going out and if I can have a drink when I'm, all of these, you know, I did a talk last year. What I said is that before you even leave your house, you and I are going out, Zimmer. We've got four friends coming. And we know that one in three people are leaking.
Exactly.
Then there's six of us. That means at least two people are going to leak.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's so crazy, you know, that one in three women in the whole world experiencing pelvic floor issues and urinary leaks. Can you believe into these days when they're able to know everything about these problems, still that problem exists. And if we're talking about UK, especially, I live in London. Yes, and I see that sometimes women so worry to go into the tube because if they have a journey ahead, and especially if they in their, you know, elder age, and they worry always where I will find a loo.
Toilet.
Yeah, where I will find a loo because, you know, I'm thinking that if you will be able to go in, no matter, you're going for the walk with your dog, you're going to the vacation, you shouldn't worry about this kind of thing. You should worry about the vacation, what you will see, what you will enjoy, not about, right. You know, mm-hmm. That I should have enough pads into my, you know,
back.
Yes, that's where is the nearest toilet? Yeah, because I have urgency. Yeah, and other kind of things that related with pelvic floor issues. And even if we're talking about second grade, third grade prolapse, it's such a discomfort to live with these kind of things, yeah? So, yeah, it's so important to talk about this. But pelvic floor, yes, it's like I see, pelvic floor is the foundation. The foundation where sits everything. Your spinal sits on your pelvic floor, yeah? And your posture, breathing process, the most important process into your life, breathing process that relates with your pelvic floor. So, yeah, we should talk a lot about these things.
We can talk a lot more about this, honestly. No. I don't stop anybody talking about pelvic floor. My friend says to me, and you are a breath of fresh air, and I would love to stay connected to you, because my friend says to me, all you have to do, like I say to my friend, if it's like, I'm not great at geography, it's like, which end of London? I don't know. But I said, if it's not pelvic floor, I don't know, don't care. Not just that person. And once I get going on pelvic floor, you know it's my passion, because I've got verbal diarrhea.
Yeah, the same.
And I have all this. So when you say that, I have all these spoken words, like how to keep your knickers dry, the adult thing to do is when you feel the urge to go, to make it to the loo. As simple as this statement sounds, it's very clear to see not all of us will make it, and that statistically.
Yeah.
And so it goes on. I've got loads of spoken word, but I love it, and I love that you have this energy for it. You've got this really nice approach. Your voice is lovely.
Thank you.
Way you say it, it's that whole thought, that sort of suspense. Like, can you believe it? Why should it be? You know. But once you get in front of people and you have an opportunity to talk about it. And I put spoken word into it to kind of add a sense. When I wrote my second book, there's an actress, Jenny Seagrove. You may not know her, but she's a lovely actress. And she wrote the foreword for the second book. But the line that I like that she put in the book, yeah. She said, it's a mixture of science and humor sandwiched together in the most unusual way.
Yeah.
And suddenly nothing is embarrassing and everything is important. And that's how I deliver it, so that people know you can. But I don't use no derogatory words. There's no swearing. There's no derogatory words. I don't, you know, I just want people to have an idea of, like, what do you mean my breathing? I call it the beauty of breathing. You know, that's the first thing you start with, the breath. People don't understand. Why are you talking about breathing? Talk about my pelvic floor. Well, actually, take a deep breath. Where do you feel it? I can't feel it. Okay. So that's why we're talking about breathing. You know, why are you talking about food? Okay. Well, are you constipated? Yeah. Okay. That's what we're talking about, food. It's like you have to have these little bits to connect with it, yeah, for them to understand. So I see that you, you like to maintain. Like I said, I play tennis, I cycle, I jump. I see. Even though my mum's in hospital, I took my little JBL speaker. She got a room. So when the nurses came in yesterday, I was dancing and exercising,
wow,
stimulating my mum, but I was just like, I got to do something. They were like, oh, you have to have energy regardless of where it is. I'm dancing and trying to get my mum.
Lovely.
And, you know, got the music on just to stimulate her. Oh, every, yeah, other ward, people are just sitting there like this.
Yeah.
My mum's room. You know,
great.
You just got to have something to do. What is, you see, you talk about here NMN. Yes. What's that? Short sleep. Yeah. And neutralis.
Yeah. So I'm using these supplements for myself, not for myself, yes. The first I tried for myself, because I'm an active person. I'm running daily, I'm exercising daily. And, you know, the problem was with me that I tried to lose weight. And after starting NMN, TMG, resveratrol, that's my bundle. Yes, that's my bundle that I'm starting with. I found that I have loads of energy, and that shifted everything, because before, despite that fact that I was an active person, I was struggling with that I want to lose my weight. And then after, I found that I'm eating way much more because of lack of energy. Yes. So when I started these supplements, after, I recommend it for a few clients, because they are in this wonderful season, menopause season, and they struggle with the same kind of problems like me, lack of energy, yes, or brain fog.
Mm.
And they started with the exercise therapy, with pelvic floor exercise therapy, using these supplements. And within 2 weeks, they said, Sima, that's incredible. I have loads of energy. I can sleep, because short sleep is very good for the high quality sleep. So if you're doing your pelvic floor exercises, so you're not wake up during that night, that's the first thing, yes. But you have such a good high quality sleep because of the supplementation and nutrition. So you finally, after a long time, are able to have enough energy during all the day. Yes. So that's why I always talking that it's so important, that holistic approach, nutrition, supplementation, and exercise therapy, and targeting exercise therapy for pelvic floor if you have any issues into your amazing season, menopause or perimenopause. So yeah, so the first I started to use these supplements. And then after, I got such incredible results because I lost about 10 kilos. That was wow for me, you know. I struggled with that, I think so, about 5 years, yeah. So yeah. After, I recommended for my women. And they had such an incredible results as well.
Fantastic, yes. fantastic.
I'm happy for them.
So I could stay and talk to you forever, but I've got a client coming soon.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go. Where can people go? Sorry. Where can people go to find you on social media? Where can people go to get more information if they want to work with you? And I do these events in Soho every other month. I do these events called Unfiltered. And I have all conversations around female intimate health and the whole person. So I'd love to invite you along to one of those. You'd love it. I could interview you. So it's really nice. We can sit on the stage and have this whole conversation.
It's a pleasure for me.
It's what you look like at 38. It'll be you look like at 63. This would be fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Looking forward for that. Thank you.
Yeah. So it'd be great to stay connected. So where can people find you?
Into my social media, Sima Yakutavichuti. It's too difficult to find me, but it's way much easier to find me at sima.pelvicfloorlady into my Instagram. And okay. Yes, and you will find the whole information about me, and you will be able to book the first free initial call with me if you want to. And I'm sharing lots of information about this kind of problems, pelvic floor, and I'm a specialist that like to answer all your questions. Just give me your questions and I'm open to answer everything about pelvic floor and exercise therapy, as well about nutrition and supplementation.
Fantastic. I've just followed you. I'm at Pelvic Secrets.
So great.
I've just followed you on Instagram. But that's really fantastic.
Lovely.
But yeah, let's stay. I'll message you after, but this is really fantastic. And your Instagram page is really lovely as well.
Thank you very much.
But I think that this is a conversation that we need to continue to have, that people need to continue to have. And so I'm glad you're flying that flag. It has to be a position where we have to move from looking at, just because it's hidden doesn't mean it's not important.
Yeah.
And whilst, you know, if you're willing to do your face and your lips and your breasts and your bottom and everything else, they're all external things. But the pelvic floor has to carry all of them.
Yeah, but you know, so, if we're talking about beauty, you know that the double chin is always related with your pelvic floor. So I always said for these women, first your pelvic floor, then Botox, if you need after.
And they'll see what?
What?
The same as your eyes, your inner ear, and your jaw. There we go. Sima, I could talk to you ages, but I've followed you. I will message you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. I really appreciate our conversation.
Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job. She was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So clearly, I had a conversation with Sima last week, Wednesday. So, yeah, what an amazing Yakataka, the name, the surname. It's amazing. I love her surname. Anyway, I hope that really helps. So, you've just heard in that conversation that it still links back to what so many women are experiencing. And I think if you look as well, I saw a post in LinkedIn today, and where people are saying that young people are disengaged and don't want to stay in jobs for too long. They used the analogy of, if you ever not seen This Is Us, you have to watch that. And the black guy buried his father and they sent this card saying, from the team. And he said he built the team from 6 to 60, took it from 6 people to 10 people to 80 people. He did everything, but they were so, you know, they sent him pears. And his boss should know that he had an anaphylactic reaction to pears. And he just said he's leaving. And it's just given all of your time, 20-hour days, sacrificing, you know, time with his wife and children. And at a time when he needed that time, it wasn't there. And I think, you know, children today, what I say children, I say children, those in the 30s, are looking the same way. And they're looking at what's happening to us. And, you know, they don't want to have the same experiences we're having. So whether it's hormonal shifts or fertility journeys or recovery or emotional load, your body is always responding. But the only question to ask is, are you listening? And if you are listening, do you know what it is you're listening to and what you're listening for? This is what we need to look at. Now, when we do this retreat to Portugal in July, and again, you can register your interest. You can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, and I will send you the link to register your interest. One of the things we are going to look at, which is really quite a topic for me that really comes to my heart, is this sexual inactivity in this menopause season. And that for many people is because it's either because of loss or because of separation. But many women are going for that season. So whether it's choice, circumstance, or relationship dynamic changes, one thing that you have to understand is what your pelvis thrives on. And a lot of us don't understand what it thrives on. And so therefore, we don't know how to prepare and make sure we keep it relevant, you know, vital and alive. So we don't understand, or we don't understand about circulation, movement, connection, and awareness. And so when this area becomes inactive, what we see is reduced blood flow, increased tension or weakness, discomfort and disconnection. And that's why pelvic health is not just about function. It has to be about the relationship you have with yourself. Because as you venture into, through, and beyond for a new relationship, this very area and this sexual inactivity in this menopause season may just be the end of or the undoing of that relationship. And it's not through selfishness. But, you know, a man cannot understand or be able to support something that you yourself don't understand. So that's my drive for you. One of the things we'll be doing in Portugal, it's going to be a retreat not like any other. It's really going to be about that whole center and how to re-center ourselves. It's going to be an amazing experience. So register your interest for that. But before that, I want to end with talking also about next month. Next month, we've got Unfiltered. 16th of May, Soho, Sacred Grounds in Soho, 54 Dean Street, London, W1D6 Alpha Echo. And we are going to be looking at thriving through breast cancer. We're looking at upstairs and downstairs, why breast and pelvic health actually impact every move you make. We're going to be exploring the relationship between our breast health and our pelvic health, our recovery, our identity, our confidence, real stories, real conversations. We have an amazing, amazing lady by the name of Lorna Mitchell, who has not only thrived through breast cancer, but actually has developed an amazing inspirational following on TikTok, where she has thousands of followers, just really talking about how to navigate this season with intention and how to put fear to one side and let faith be the driving force. So that's going to be a really powerful evening, and we're going to have some little exercises and fun and some goodies to give away. So I would love to have you there. So you can go onto Eventbrite and book your tickets. Again, you can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. The link for that will also be on my Instagram page at Pelvic Secrets in the bio. So I'll change the 60-day journey to the unfiltered, and you'll be able to sign up for that and join us. So we're coming towards the end of the show, and I hope you found it really useful. I really do hope you register your interest for Portugal, the 3rd to the 6th of July, because that's going to be a retreat like no other. And you're going to come back like I did. I left that retreat on Sunday evening, like my body felt a level of warmth I've not experienced before. I specialize in pelvic floor. I thought my pelvis was alive. But there were some movements with that breath that I was just like, what is going on downstairs? It was amazing. I thought I was alive, but after Sunday, I'm alive. So I'm looking forward to what's coming up and what God has in store for us, much less what's going to be happening in the Caribbean at the end of the year. But we'll talk about that later. This weekend is not about chasing the number on the scale. It's not about trying to be who you were when you're 25. We're not trying to pretend we're something we're not. But we are going to understand what it means to actually be regulated, what it means to actually be reconnected, and what it means to actually be realigned. We're going to understand what the nervous system really is and why it's so important for us to support it. We're going to understand the way the body responds, and dropping a dress size will actually then be a byproduct. But not only will it be a byproduct even, but there's more to it than just that. It's not obsession. So there's a growing trend right now around nervous system regulation, a growing trend around somatic work and pelvic health, and for good reason. Women are beginning to realize that transformation doesn't start with restriction. It always starts with regulation. So as we come towards the end of the show, I just want you to remember that midlife is not asking you to shrink your life. It's asking you to understand your body. So in health and happiness, until next week, stay safe, stay well, stay blessed. And I will see you online. Remember, register. If you can't make the live, register and the recording will be sent to you. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.